With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
Well, the holiday shopping season is all but finished, which has merchants adding up the sales receipts and crunching the numbers on how things went. It's clear from some data that we've already seen that it was a good year for retailers, both e-commerce sites and brick-and-mortar stores. Those store chains and warehouses and delivery services had ambitious plans to staff up with temporary seasonal workers to meet surging consumer demand, and we were curious how all that went. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Nothing has gone quite to plan in 2021. Not COVID, the economy, return to office plans, or seasonal hiring.
7.5% fewer seasonal jobs in retail, 8.5% fewer jobs in transportation and warehousing.
Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says if you heard those hiring numbers in a typical year, you might think consumers were in a funk and the country was in recession. And as of November, seasonal hiring was at its lowest level since 2016, even though companies had planned to hire at record levels.
We knew that employers weren't going to be able to reach their goals. They've faced persistent labor shortages, difficulties in hiring, turnover.
In response, they've offered higher pay, signing bonuses, flexible schedules.
UPS announced they were going to get back to applicants within 30 minutes of putting in an application.
Now, in a typical year, most of the seasonal workers hired in October, November, and December are let go in January. Andy Challenger says with hiring so difficult right now, employers will likely try to keep some of the temps they hired and turn them into permanent workers. But Dave Gilbertson at payroll processor UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter, isn't so sure.
I think the headwinds we're seeing with the Omicron variant and some of the supply chain disruption are going to be strong ones this year. So I'm not expecting a lot of those seasonal jobs to turn into permanent jobs.
Companies are navigating a challenging, ever-changing labor market, says Scott Dabrowski at jobsite Glassdoor.
Employers are really going through a little bit of a science experiment right now.
Trying to guess how good business will be, how many employees they'll need, and how they can attract and keep them in 2022. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.